Now to more stories, including fears for the future of children's centres and a Syrian refugee dreams of practising dentistry in Norwich. But first, a new piece of police equipment helps to bring a man to justice.
Malbert Funnell, 24, was caught on body cam being aggressive before assaulting a police officer who had been called to a domestic assault. Video footage, shown to Norwich Magistrates Court, showed the victim, who was at home with her baby at the time, visibly upset as she answered the door to the officer. She said she'd been slapped after the defendant just kicked off. The defendant was arrested a few days after the incident. Funnell of Neville Road, Sutton, near Stalham, was sentenced to a 24-month community order, which included 40 hours of unpaid work. He was ordered to pay £50 compensation to the police officer, £30 cost, and an £85 victim surcharge.
A refugee who fled Syria in 2015 is trying to raise £20,000 to help him convert his dentistry qualification into one which is recognised in the UK. Anas Shoidab left his home after being targeted in Syria by forces who were aiming at medical professionals when he studied at the University of Damascus. He then practised as a dentist for 4 years in his hometown near the city. However, he was soon forced to flee, leaving behind his wife and newborn son to embark on a perilous 2 month journey to the UK. After a turbulent start in the UK, where he was moved around countless times through various accommodations, Anas has been living legally in Norwich for the last 18 months. His wife and son joined him a year and a half after his arrival, and they welcomed the birth of their second son in August this year. Having settled into life in Norwich, Anas is now hoping to raise enough money to convert his dentistry qualifications so that he can practice here.
A Norwich discount store's sale has sparked frenzied scenes as shoppers vie for bargains. Staff at Toff's Clearance are appealing to customers to remain calm and respectful following chaotic scenes at the Castle Mall shop. It has recently begun a £3 for £5 sale, and customers have been fighting for items, queuing for up to 3 hours to pay. The store has been forced to close intermittently to restock, and customers have been congregating outside the entrance prior to reopening, even attempting to roll under the shutters. One shop worker said, "Our job is basically to manage the debris. People throw things on the floor, knock things over, and break things. We're delighted the sale has been so popular, and we encourage customers to make the most of it because it's not going to last forever."
Fears have been raised over the future of Norfolk's children's centres, with councillors considering halving how much is spent on the service. Norfolk County Council, which needs to plug a £125 million budget gap by 2022, is considering cutting £5 million from the £10 million budget to commission children's centres. And opposition councillors fear that some children's centres will close. There are a dozen centres in and around Norwich. The Conservative-controlled council is keen to get services to share buildings, which would see children's centres and libraries under one roof. The council says services will survive, but the way they are provided could change, and says it will still invest more in the centres than most councils.
More ambulances could be hitting our roads as part of a 999 overhaul designed to reach rural patients more quickly. After years of missed targets and stories of critical delays, East of England Ambulance Service is revamping its response system. The changes were revealed by Chief Executive Robert Morton at a time when the service is failing to meet many of its target response times in some parts of Norfolk and Waveney. But ambulance bosses hope adopting the ambulance response programme that has been introduced in other parts of the UK will improve patient care. A key part of it is that call handlers will have 240 seconds to assess patients and select the right service before the response clock starts. But in the most serious cases, paramedics will have to get to the scene in 7 minutes, not the current 8. Mr. Morton said the existing targets are over 40 years old and there's been a change in attitudes, but it's also about the number of calls which have grown. For example, 40 years ago, people were not living to 90. If you were in your 60s 40 years ago and had a stroke or a heart attack, these were fatal events. And 40 years ago, when people dialed 999, it was really an emergency. Now we've moved to a position where people have become medically dependent on the ambulance service. He added, there are a number of conditions, things like mental health that we're dealing with, and we've become the last resort. There's a recognition something needs to be done.
The best of Norfolk's farming bounty was brought into the city centre for the day as part of a growing festival. Thousands ventured into Norwich for Norfolk Harfest, which saw livestock, machinery, food and music showcased in the Cathedral Cloisters and Cathedral Close. Artisan producers sold their wares at a farmer's market, with cheese, bread, gin and chutney among the tempting goods. Mr. Morkin's farm offered younger visitors the chance to come face to face with farmyard favourites, including piglets, kid goats, sheep and geese. When they'd had enough of the animals, it was time to hop on board a tractor or climb into the combine harvester before turning their attention to pumpkin carving and face painting. It was the second outing for the festival, which was organised by the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, the team behind the ever-popular Royal Norfolk Show. It was sponsored by Great Yarmouth-based brewery Lacons, Leeds Prior and Norwich Accountancy Services.
Charities across the region stand to benefit from an expansion of a builder's funding scheme. Hopkins Home is marking the sale of its 5,000th home by doubling the size and widening the geographic area of its Hopkins Charitable Fund, so that it will provide at least £500,000 for charities in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire over the next 5 years. James Hopkins, Executive Chairman, said, as a company, we are proud of our strong track record of supporting local communities and charities. But as we grow as a company, we want to grow our charitable giving too.
And our second feature, written by Lynn Mortimer, looks at the delights of a smile and is read for us again by Sarah.